Hey everyone, welcome back to the Thanks for Having Me podcast, the podcast where I literally just talk into a microphone all by myself in my room, unless I'm not talking to myself and I'm talking to someone else. Today, I am talking to myself again. One of the things that brings me the most joy is finding the old garage bands my friends started back in the day, you know, in middle school and high school, when you learn a couple chords on guitar and your friend plays a little bit of bass and you know a drummer who has a drum set at his house and their parents are willing to let you come and jam. That, like, the old demos that were done on tapes and CDs that are floating out there on MySpace servers right now. That is my joy in life. And so I wanted to share a little bit about an experience that I had in one of my quote-unquote bands. In middle school, I was 13 years old, and my friend and I decided to start a band. And it was just the two of us. We didn't have a lead singer. He played drums, I played guitar, and we were talking about playing out, like finding some venues to play at. And I was a pretty ambitious 13-year-old, and I decided, without us having any sort of set list, any original songs, any website, anything, really anything, I decided to go out and create a tour out of thin air. So I was still living in the Philippines at this time, and I decided to contact venues all across the Philippines and ask how much it would be to rent out their spaces, how many people could sit in there, what kind of equipment was available, and what dates they had available to book these venues. And these weren't necessarily like all small venues either. I mean, there were a couple of, like, you know, covered basketball courts and church auditorium kind of venues. But I also tracked down Araneta Coliseum in Manila, which seats like 15,000 plus people, and got their contact information and talked to them about venue dates and all the stuff I was talking to these other places about. And they were asking who else was on the bill with us. And I remember being like, oh snap, I need to find some other bands that can open up for us or be the headliner that will sell some seats. So I was like, okay, I'll find some bands. And I opened up my Hotmail account and started emailing everybody who had a manager or a booking agent on the internet. I won't say the band's name that I got to agree to participate, to protect them and to protect me, honestly. But I got a band that I listened to. I had one of their CDs, and in the CD, in the liner notes, there was a contact, and it was an email address of a guy that I emailed, and I said, hey man, I am putting together a tour. My band is looking for a headliner. We're going to be playing venues like Araneta Coliseum in Manila, which seats 15,000 plus people. Would love to have you be the headliner. And this guy said, that sounds amazing. Let's do this. And so then I was so pumped that they, one, responded to me, but two, said yes, like, it's on, game on, let's do this, that I quickly used that as leverage for another band in Australia, and said, hey, we're an American band that's living in the Philippines, and there's an American band that you probably know that is coming to be the headliner of this tour in the Philippines, and we're playing Araneta Coliseum, which seats 15,000 plus people, and we would love for you to be one of the openers with us. And of course, they saw this band that they loved and said, let's do this. That sounds amazing. And so here I am at 13 with absolutely no band. I mean, me and my friend had met and we rehearsed like covers of like Audio Adrenaline songs, So, I mean, I guess you could say we loosely had a band, but yeah, I mean, I was emailing these people with all of these like hopes and dreams of playing in front of 15,000 people. And I mean, I was just, I was a 13-year-old kid who had no idea what he was doing. So thank God that the lead singer of this band from the United States that I invited over to tour, we hadn't talked details yet, but they had already said they were signing on. He had a baby and said that he wouldn't be able to tour the rest of that year. So then I had to email the band in Australia and tell them the news about the guy who had a baby and wouldn't be able to tour that year. But I was like, let's, you know, maybe look at another time in the future. And they're like, oh, that's a bummer. Wish we could do it, but we understand. And then I called the Coliseum back and was like, hey, we're not going to be able to book for that certain date, but would love to in the future. And they're like, just let us know. And that's that. Nothing ever transpired. No contracts were signed. But, man, at 13 years old, I think I could have gotten in a ton of trouble, especially if these people had gotten on flights to the Philippines and then realized that me and my friend actually don't have a band, and what we would have played in front of 15,000 people would have been a horrible cover of Underdog or, you know, Mighty Good Leader or something by Audio Adrenaline. And, wow, thinking back to that, I'm really grateful that that guy had a baby and I didn't have to go through getting in major trouble. But yeah, my middle school self was unhinged. If you've listened to, you know, the first couple episodes, you'll know that I'm very ambitious. And as a middle schooler, I had a lot of misplaced confidence. I'd love to hear from you. What was your band experience like? Did you guys ever play in front of anybody? Did you just rehearse and not do anything like my band did? Did you book any fake tours that you had to back out of? Let me know. Go to the site, thanksforhaving.me. Leave your story there. I appreciate you listening to this, and as always, thanks for having me.